Thanks for rejoining our party for the new Rolling Stones box set, the studio album's vinyl collection 1971 to 2016 on All Access. I'm Dan Meir. Just before the Stones were about to record a new album in 1975, Mick Taylor, who had replaced Brian Jones after he was fired from the band, suddenly decided to quit the group. Mick Jagger.
Yeah, I was quite surprised that Mick wanted to leave the band, but here they are. Yeah, it was difficult because we didn't find someone straight away. We tried lots of people, and Ronnie was playing with the Faces, I think.
Ronnie Wood.
Nothing differed really from when I first knew I was going to be in the band when I was at college. I knew that was, you know, that's my band, I'm going to be in that band. It was fate, and I always believe in fate. I live my life by it, you know. And I met Mick and Charlie around the perimeter of Hyde Park when Brian died. They got out of the car. I was just walking along, and then they said, "Hello, how are you?" They said, "We'll see you soon." I said, "Yeah, sooner than you think." And I was there when Mick Taylor handed his cards in. I was sitting in the middle of there's Mick Taylor here and Jagger here, and Mick is saying, "I'm leaving the group." And Mick's going, "What?" He said, "I really am leaving." And he left, and Mick said, "What am I going to do?" I said, "I don't know." He said, "Would you join?" I said, "I don't know." I said, "I would do it, but I can't just dump the boys." And he said, "He understands that." And I said, "Well, if you get desperate, give me a ring." And about a year later, he said, "I'm desperate. I come to Munich, where we're doing Black and Blue." And by then, Rod had left the Faces anyway, so it made it easy for me.
Bill Wyman.
We got very, very sort of spread apart in the mid-70s. And along came Mr. Wood, and literally pulled it all together. It kind of was like a catalyst.
And honey was a peachy kind of girl. Eyes were hazel and a nose was slightly curved. We spent a lonely night at the Memory Motel. It's on the ocean. I guess you know it well. A honey of a girl. Her eyes were hazel, her teeth were slightly curved. She took my guitar and she began to play. She sang a song to me, stuck right in my brain. You're just a memory of a love that used to. You're just a memory of a love that used to mean so much to me. She's one of a kind. Got a mind. She got a mind of her own, yeah. And she uses it mighty fine. She drove a pickup truck painted green and blue. The tires were wearing thin. Then she turned on my eyes to. When I asked her where she headed for, back up to Boston, I'm singing in a bar. I got to fly today on down to Baton Rouge. My nerve is shot already, the road ain't all that smooth. Across the Texas is the road. Keep on feeling that now I am a bone. You're just a man. miles, we've been in 15 states. Every woman seems to fade out of my mind. I hit the bottom, I hit the soccer cry. What's all this laughter on the 22nd floor? It's just some friends of mine in the busting down the door.
Wistful Memory Motel, from the album that became known as the guitar audition record, Black and Blue. Before Ronnie Wood was tapped as the new man in 1975, the group tried out Steve Marriott, Harvey Mandel, Wayne Perkins, and Peter Frampton while they were recording in Munich, Germany. There's a whole other hour of treasures from the new Rolling Stones box set, the Studio Albums Vinyl Collection 1971-2016, and more insights from Mick, Keith, Charlie, and Ronnie when All Access circles round to you again in a few minutes.